And right now, we welcome to the show Andy Goldberg. Andy is the author of a new book called The Big Deal: A Practical Guide to Selling Your Business with Confidence and Clarity. And Andy, good morning. Nice to have you with us today.
Great, great day to be with you. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Andy, give our listeners a little background on yourself, if you would.
So I originally started out practicing in a large public accounting firm in the tax department, and then got my law degree and have been practicing law for over 30 years now. And then about 10 years ago, decided to open my own law firm in my own entrepreneurial adventure.
So this is a guide to selling your business with confidence. Do a lot of folks have difficulty with selling their business? What are some of the obstacles that folks come upon?
I think that the two biggest ones right now that we're seeing is people, they just don't really know the process. For most business owners, well, even if they're first, second, or third generation owners, they've never been through this process, and it's the largest transaction they'll likely ever have during their lifetime. So they come in with a lot of fear and trepidation, and the book is designed to provide them with the foundation for going through the process with a better understanding of the entire transaction. And the biggest hurdle that we're facing right now that we're seeing recently is that the emotions of a person when they sell their business. This is a I like to call it their baby that they've brought raised since infancy, and now after 20 or 30 years or maybe two or three generations, they're going to separate from it. And that's a very emotional process for many business owners.
Almost like leaving your home after living in that home for 20, 30, or 40 years, right?
Yes, there's a lot of stories, a lot of memories, a lot of accomplishments, a lot of challenges that they overcame. And those are all part of what's being left behind, but hopefully for greener pastures going forward.
Andy, what about correctly determining the value of your business that you're selling? What are the steps to take when it comes to that?
So I think this is one of the great misunderstandings of most business owners. And dare I say that most business owners believe their company is worth far more than what the market will ultimately determine. And there are different ways to value a business depending on the size. The foremost common methods are what's called a seller's discretionary earnings method, an earnings multiplier method, and a discounted cash flow method. And then for many companies, the comparable sales methods. And I think it's really critical for a business owner to understand these methods and how and when they'll be used, because the use of each of these methods is going to be unique depending on the size of the company. So smaller companies may use a seller's discretionary method, and a larger company may use an earnings multiplier or discounted cash flow method. I think the important part about getting a valuation before you even start is just to set a baseline of expectations for what the public or the marketplace may ultimately offer you. And it could be far different than what you originally thought your company was worth.
Yeah, so do tell us a bit more about highlighting the strengths of your company. Do some people underestimate the strengths of their company when out there putting their company on the market?
Yeah, I think depending on the industry and with technology and marketplaces changing so rapidly, there are a lot of areas where companies may not realize they have a strong foundation. I'll give you one example that we see. There may be a business owner may have a company and it may sell only a few products, but if you find the right buyer who either wants to enter your geographic market or thinks your products are very complementary to the products they already sell, that can dramatically increase the value of your business. That example really goes to show that a lot of the value can be driven not just by what your company is doing financially, but by who the buyer ultimately is for your company. That can drive the value as well. And I think some of the other intangible qualities of a business that we're seeing a lot these days is, do you have a stable and reliable workforce? We know that unemployment is low. We know that it's hard to find skilled trades or skilled workers. So if you're in those types of manufacturing industries, if you have a great workforce, that can add a lot of value. Obviously, if you have intellectual property, that's adds a lot of value. And some of these may not necessarily show up in your balance sheet or your income statement right away.
My guest is Andy Goldberg. The book is called The Big Deal, A Practical Guide to Selling Your Business with Confidence and Clarity. So, Andy, someone decides they're going to sell their business. That's the first thing, of course. Kind of take us step by step through the process. What's the first thing they should do? And kind of move us through that process.
So the very first thing that I want them to do is make sure that they can financially sell the business. Is their expected sale price enough for them to retire and live on through the rest of their life and in a retirement that they want to live in? So that's really the first step. Second, as I alluded to before, is becoming emotionally prepared for selling the business. And that can take some time. So I've had business owners come to me and say they want to sell. And then I ask them, what are you going to do once you sell? Are you emotionally prepared? And they looked at me with glazed eyes and they haven't even thought about that. So I really encourage my clients to think about that. There are other hurdles and other ideas, but once they've gotten past that, we really want them to make sure all of their financial, tax, operational records are in order, because any buyer is going to want to evaluate them in significant detail to make sure that what they're buying and what you're telling them is being sold is actually true. And they do this through going all these records. Hiring skilled advisors, whether a CPA, a lawyer, a mergers and acquisition advisor, a tax advisor, making sure your team is solid and is working together to provide you with that advice. And then you're going to start negotiating the process. The M&A advisor may send out what are called confidential information memorandums, or sometimes they're called one-page teaser sheets to prospective buyers. And the M&A advisor will help you evaluate those and find the right buyer. So it's not only buyers doing due diligence on you. You should know who your buyer is and whether they can close the deal and will treat your business like you've been treating it. Then we start to get into the details of the transaction with a letter of intent, due diligence, writing the purchase agreement, closing the transaction, and then what comes after the deal. Those are the big highlights of the transaction process.
So you touched on this in the process. We mentioned the emotional stress that can go with this. If you've had this business for decades and you've built it to a successful business, you want to sell it, but you want to be sure you're selling it to someone who will carry on the business as you did, someone that will most likely not fail, right?
Absolutely.
How do you figure that out? How do you come up with that idea?
So when we're talking to our clients, it's interesting because one of the things that they often mention, or almost always mention, is how is a new buyer going to treat their employees? And too often companies get bad rap about how they're treating their employees. But time and again, in my clientele, I find business owners, the first question they ask a prospective buyer is, what are you going to do with my employees? Are you going to close my plant? Are you going to close my store and move them to another store? That's even before they even discuss the price or the transition. So getting and understanding what the buyer is going to do is critical. When you're evaluating the buyer, you want to evaluate the creditworthiness. Will they even be able to get a loan to buy your company? That's important. Evaluate how they've treated their employees in the past. Look at their track record. Those are always significant ways to evaluate a buyer. And then really there are three types of buyers we find out there. One's a strategic buyer where they're looking for geographic expansion or product expansion. And that's usually a company that's in the same industry or business as you. Then there are financial buyers, which people often refer to as private equity type buyers, who are buying your company because they think they can shrink the workforce, jack up income and then sell it within 3 to 5 years for an even bigger profit, for a huge profit. And then if your company is on the smaller side, it might be an individual buyer who's buying your business more for having an impact in the community or really for a job. Let's say you owned a small retail store. And the person who buys that is essentially buying the store. It's for them to generate income for them. And it may not necessarily be some large enterprise.
And then finally, once everything is complete, the sale is complete, is there anything else we need to consider as the seller?
Right. Yeah, I think that the key area that sellers need to think about is what happens after the sale. And there are some legal issues to address what happens after the sale. For instance, filing your final tax return or collecting your accounts receivable, or if part of the purchase price was held in escrow, what are the terms for that purchase price to be released? So those are that's the legal angle. But just as importantly is the personal angle. What are you going to do? How are you going to spend your time? Do you want to become more involved in charities? Do you want to be a mentor to younger entrepreneurs? I know in my household, if I'm home too much, my wife says I get in her way of her daily activities. So maybe your significant other may not want you around and finds that he or she wants you to go out and find something to do and to pass the time during the day. So understanding that role and that your framework in the community is really important. So the emotional element happens not only before you sell the business, but after you sell the business as well.
Andy, nice to have you once again. The book is called The Big Deal, A Practical Guide to Selling Your Business with Confidence and Clarity. You have a website too folks can check out?
Absolutely. You can find the book on Amazon and at my website, thebigdealbook.com. And you can reach me at andy@thebigdealbook.com. Or if you want to chat, you can reach me at 248-455-6500.
Terrific. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it, Andy. Have a good day.
Thanks and have an amazing day.